We're doing Chazon Ish, and we're beginning the third chapter. Chazon Ish had elaborated on Emunah, the recognition that Hashem is pulling the strings behind the scenes, and anything can happen, bitachon, that even when the chips are down, a person still recognizes that Hashem runs the show. The balance a person has to maintain in their understanding of bitachon and their responsibility to do proper hishtadlut. The Chazon Ish had elucidated that one's bitachon will define one's capacity to work within the halachic system. He gave a very long example about competition and how nervous a person becomes from his competition, depending on his bitachon. The Chazon Ish said that those who speak about bitachon very often are not those who really have it. Bitachon is something that's developed internally. And he concluded the second chapter with a discussion of Yosef, where Yosef's error in the realm of bitachon was in trying an attempt of hishtadlut, investing his effort in something that was obviously futile, given the arrogance of the Saramashkim, the Egyptian butler. So any logical person would have forewent that attempt. It was correct that Yosef was trying to get out of prison. Hashem wants us to do hishtadlut, and that's the way Hashem makes things move in the world, but not to do futile efforts that are actually testimonial to Yosef's despair. One who has bitachon should not have despair. And that's where we concluded the previous chapter, where the Chazon Ish said that on the contrary, out of bitachon, one has a sense that Hashem is with him. They have a level of Ruach HaKodesh. We begin the third chapter. Chovot ha-musariyot hem lefamim guf echad im piskei halacha. Sometimes our moral, our ethical obligations are one body. They are fused with the rulings of halacha. Ve'alacha yamachat et asur v'tamutar shetorat ha-musar. And halacha defines for us what is permitted and what is prohibited within the realm of ethics. Ketzad, how so? Amru our sages say in Tractate Baba Basra, on page 21b, Debim lamdei tinokot en tana shel pasakta lechayutai. Ordinarily, we know that if someone comes in from another town and opens a competing store, so we can say, you're ruining my livelihood. I have a store, I'm selling pizza, you opened a pizza shop next door, go to your town to open a pizza shop. What are you hurting my life? But when it comes to teaching Torah, there a person could not tell someone, you're stopping my livelihood. So let's imagine this now. You have a city, and you have educators, you have teachers, who are making a living, working hard, teaching the kids. And suddenly, new teachers come in from the next town. Nature of man is that man always wants change. The Chazon Ish says this line. Actually, this is a line in Machiavelli, in The Prince. Machiavelli warns the prince and tells him, you should know, it doesn't matter how good you are. People like change. And that means that the second someone offers them something else, they're going to be quick to believe that that will be better. But it was good until now. It cannot be better. It doesn't matter. People like change. They like to believe that things will get better. So new educators come to town and everyone jumps and says, great idea, we'll go to their school. I remember when I was in high school, so someone opened a high school, a competing high school, and a lot of my class went to the competing high school. So people said the Rosh Yeshiva's a genius, and it's an amazing school, and people were pouring money at him. Mm-hmm. And he built the school with a swimming pool and beautiful flooring, and everything was great, only the school collapsed after about 5 years. Mm-hmm. So in theory, his ideas were great. In practice, it didn't work, so he had a ton of money and no students. But the first few years, he had all the students, all the top students went there. People are into change. People like to believe that someone else is going to offer them something even better. So The school that was present beforehand lost its many of its students, and they were harmed. Hamkupachim pashtu sinatam miribam al harotvim hachadashim. So these people who were slighted, they spread out their hatred in their hearts against these people who are now their predators. Umisinat alev yatzu levakesh alehem toanot mumim valilot. And so out of hatred, they started seeking claims. What's wrong with these people? All kinds of claims against these new educators. And they taught themselves to speak evil of these new educators. And from blemishes that they were able to find, they went on to lie and spread false rumors against them. So they were able to arouse the mercy of the people of the city, against these cruel newcomers. To the point where they kept fights going and arguments, to wherever they could, they would take revenge from these newcomers. Now, if what they were doing, if the halacha would say that they're in the right, that they're the ones being slighted, they're allowed to defend themselves. If they had a right to say, you guys shouldn't open a school in our territory, then they could try to fight it. And then we'd say, the newcomers are the sinners. Look at them, they're going against the halacha we have from Moshe from Sinai. So then we say there isn't the prohibition of making a fight, there isn't the prohibition of lashon hara, there isn't the prohibition of baseless hatred. What you're doing is you're fighting to maintain the religion the way it should be. If the halacha would side with the incumbents, if the halacha would side with the old educators. But now that the halacha tells us, no, we want competition in Jewish education. That will provide better education. The more competition, the more you're going to have good educators. So the halacha says it's a free for all. The second teachers were entitled to come in and compete. You see that our sages viewed the general need for good education as more important than the personal need for a livelihood. They said education is tops. And although in other areas we protect a person's livelihood, when it comes to education, we say, let the best man win. The children should get the best possible education. So then the newcomers were in the right. The halacha tells us that the newcomers were right. And then the old teachers, well, they're murderers. What are they fighting them for? And then their hatred is a transgression of the prohibition. Don't hate your brother in your heart. When they speak badly about them, so that's the prohibition of lashon hara. When they get groups and they pick at them and they make a protest, so then they're transgressing what the Torah prohibits. Don't make fights. Don't be like Korach. And when they take revenge, so then they could be in transgression of the prohibition. Don't take revenge. So you see, the Gemara defined for you, very often, you see a fight, and your friend is on one side of the fight. Does that mean you should join that side? You want to know what ethics are? Ethics are, find out who's right. Now this comes up in all of life. It can be your alma mater. It could be your best friend. It could be your spouse. Is the halacha with them or not? You don't just side with them because they're my spouse, but maybe they're wrong. You know, if your wife wants to steal, or your wife stole from her parents. A guy once told me his wife took her parents' credit card and charged them a hefty bill and then slipped it back into their wallet. What's he supposed to do? He says, of course I can ignore it. Well, wait a second, who said you can ignore it? Your wife just stole from them a lot of money. What does that mean, you can ignore it? So her parents come knocking on the door and they say, we see you charged a lot of things, so what's going on here? You should pay for it. You needed a credit card, okay. You should have asked us, but now pay for it. So the guy says, of course I have to side with my wife. No, you don't. No, there's a halacha. The halacha tells us what's right and wrong. You have to work it out with her. You don't have to destroy your marriage over this, but you can't say that she's in the right because she's my wife. No, our ethics are defined by the Torah. And these issues come up all the time. Ukshagmu bigmra baba batrasham. So when our sages say that the new educators are in the right, so our sages defined many aspects of ethics with that ruling. So the halacha will very often define the ethics for us. The question of should I fight or shouldn't I fight and whose side should I join the fight, well, that's going to be defined by the halacha, who's in the right. So that's a question that we always have to ask. We don't necessarily view it that way. Very often we just feel like, of course my friend's right. Of course I should fight for them. Who said? Sometimes the question is in elections, who should I vote for? Who does the halacha recommend we vote for? For sure I have to vote for so-and-so. Wait, but didn't so-and-so say it's okay to send Jewish children to missionaries? To their day camps? How can you vote for that? We'd like to say X is of prime importance. Wait, where does the halacha put our prime importance? The halacha gives us a value system, and we have to work with that system. So this basic concept that the Chaznish is going to develop now is a concept with applications in many, many decisions we make in life. The idea that emunah and bitachon ultimately should lead us to a worldview that is defined by the halacha. Now, this has many applications. Let's take one you guys might not have thought about. A soldier calls and says, a real question. A guy called and asked, he's working in security. And they told him that in a few hours it's going to be Shabbos, and even though usually he doesn't work on Shabbos, but now they need him to go out on Shabbos. So he had a bunch of questions, what he's supposed to do to secure that area on Shabbos. So when we finished the halachic discussion, I said to him, but I want you to know that I expect that the security of that area is going to be much better when you're on duty than anyone else. So he said, why, you think I'm so much better than anyone else? I said, no, because you are an observant Jew, and so when you go out there, you're not just making a living working in security. You know that the Allah expects of you to give it the greatest sincerity, your greatest effort, because you are protecting human lives. So you have a tremendous responsibility. So I assume that when you're going to be out there on guard duty on Shabbos, aside from your question about halacha, well, there's another question, and that is, how focused are you going to be? How dedicated are you going to be? My expectation is that when you're on duty, it's going to be much better, because you're also representing the halacha. And the halacha demands of you to give your best. So in many areas of life, the halacha defines for us our ethics, where we invest our strength, our time, and who we side with in a fight, or do we just abstain? That's one example the Chazon Ish gave, and the Chazon Ish will continue and develop this idea.